This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. This is the time of year when backyard projects beckon. Raised garden beds seem to pop up overnight. There are do-it-yourself kits and landscape architects to help get the job done, but as one family discovered, some corners of the city are not cut out to be cultivated. KPLU's Monica Spain has more.
Ty Coker walks me up the hilly backyard behind his home in the Fremont neighborhood of Seattle. The lush, sloping lot is the reason he bought the fixer-upper. It had a terrace for a vegetable garden and nooks and crannies for the kids to discover. But first, he had to deal with decades of debris.
Years ago, about 6 years ago, was digging out a bunch of broken bottles and bricks and some old metal toys from the 50s, and so we just planted into the hill, and recently I'd put rain barrels in the spot, thinking I was actually doing all the right things.
What Coker didn't realize is a segment of his lot is designated an environmentally critical area, or ECA, by the city, and he was slapped with a violation and fine. Often ECAs are steep slopes like Coker's yard, but sometimes they are wetlands or areas near a creek.
The onus is on the homeowner to know whether or not they have a critical area on their property.
Susan Chang at Seattle's Department of Planning and Development says gardeners should type their address into the city's GIS map before starting a project.
Disturbing the ground or the vegetation in a steep slope area can cause safety issues. So, for example, if you put load on the slope, whether you're adding soil or you're putting block walls at the top of the slope, you can potentially cause landsliding by those actions.
You might wonder how the city found out about Ty Coker's garden. Typically, it's a neighbor's complaint that tips the city off to a potential problem. Monica Spain, KPLU News.